today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen, Assalamu alaikum and welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Today we're going to speak about being responsible in Islam. Today, Friday, is the 27th of Zilqa'dah, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 26th of Khordad, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 6th of June, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Let's open the Holy Quran and listen to chapter Al-Ma'un.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
أرأيت الذي يكذب بالدين.
Have you seen the one who denies the recompense?
فذلك الذي يدعو اليتيم.
For that is the one who drives away the orphan.
وَلَا يَحُضُّ عَلَىٰ طَعَامِ الْمِسْكِينِ
And does not encourage the feeding of the poor.
فَوَيْلٌ لِلْمُصَلِّينَ
So woe to those who pray.
الَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنْ صَلَاتِهِمْ سَاهُونَ
But who are heedless of their prayer.
الَّذِينَ هُمْ يُرَاءُونَ
Those who make show of their deeds.
وَيَمْنَعُونَ الْمَاعُونَ
And withhold simple assistance.
لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Those who lack faith in the resurrection and reckoning in that great court and receiving reward and punishment dare to commit sin and therefore all kinds of vice can be seen in their behavior. They neither consider any value for their prescribed daily canonical prayers, nor lay stress on its proper time, nor observe its conditions and rites. The Holy Prophet Muhammad al-Mustafa, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, is reported to have said, "The person who refuses to supply his neighborly needs, on the day of judgment Allah will refuse to give him his goodness and leave him to himself. And what a bad case it is for the one whom Allah leaves to himself."
Shukran ya Rabbi, shukran. Hadayta qalbi, shukran. Nawwarta darbi, shukran. Shukran ya Rabbi,
shukran ya Rabbi, shukran. هديت قلبي شكرا نورت دربي شكرا شكرا يا رب
شكرا يا رب
We're speaking about being responsible in Islam. Responsibility is one of the most key aspects of Islam. Everybody is responsible for doing such actions. Allah did not create us without any purpose. All the beginning of the creation of men, He disclosed His will to the angels that He is going to send the Khalifa, vicegerent, to the earth. The word Khalifa in the dictionary has been defined as a person exercising delegated power on behalf of a sovereign or ruler. It means Allah decided our responsibility before creating us. Therefore, we all have some responsibilities to perform in this life. Prophet Muhammad said, "The faithful in their love for one another and in their having mercy for one another and in their kindness toward one another are like one body. When a member of it fails, all the part of the body call one another to share the pain through sleeplessness and fever."
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Dear brothers and sisters, today we are with you with an episode on responsibility and accepting our responsibility in this life and this world. As for our responsibility to our families, Islam divides responsibilities between husband and wife according to their nature that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made each of them naturally disposed to carry out. Husband and wife share every responsibility in their life, including education, cultural development, and the family, and protect one another from harms and cultivation of love between them in their marital life. Even if one finds other negligence in these duties, he or she must bring this to the other attention and call to the other to what is right. So we have been talking about our responsibility in this world. We said that we have different kinds of responsibility in this world. It starts from ourselves, then our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is the creator, and next our relation with our responsibilities with regard to the creatures of God and the scene of the earth. I hope that you find this such talks informative, and hopefully we shall get back to you with another show very soon, inshallah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
IRIB English Radio. Recitation as well as translation of Quran.
وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَهْتَدُونَ.
And we certainly gave Moses the scripture that perhaps they would be guided.
Short commentary of the Quran. Islamic issues.
Institution of the family in Islam is the most beloved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
The life of the infallible.
فجرا جئت بعد العسر يسرا ربنا أعلاك قدرا يا إمام.
All in all, in today's special IRIB English Radio.
Okay, from the habits to be a more responsible person, it is one of them: be dependable, consistent. If you were to ask almost anybody what they look for in a colleague, one of the top answers would be consistency, dependability. They are not looking for perfection. We all make mistakes. Responsible people will make mistakes just like everybody else. But what sets them apart is their desire to be someone that others can count on, which means they will make things right in the end. A responsible person shows up when they are supposed to. They do what is expected of them. Others are rarely surprised by their behavior because responsible people mean what they say and follow through with their promises, adhere to their commitments. Let's listen a little about individual and community mutual responsibility. The individual's responsibility for the community in Islamic societies and conversely the community's responsibility for the individual are of primary magnitude, constituting a trust of life and highest of its responsibilities. It is for that reason that Islam introduced community worship. Islam also enjoins the group not to neglect the individual, obligating it to safeguard his various interests, to respect his rights and freedom, and to harmonize different interests. In Islam, praying in groups is preferred many times over to praying individually. The individual is thus an integral element of the Islamic society. He perfects it and is perfected by it. He gives to it and receives from it, and he protects it and is protected by it.
أبناؤكم وبناتكم أمانة في أعناقكم أحبتي أمانة تسألون عنها يوم القيامة. They're going to stop you and they're going to ask you about your kids. What happened to your kids? They're going to ask you, believe me. We are responsible. So try to do your best. Some mothers, they come to me and they tell me, Sayyid, I do the best. I work day and night. I'm a teaching my kids, I'm worried about their future, I'm this, I'm that, I'm always for them. But still my daughter, she wants to go into the wrong direction. Leave that for God. إِنَّكَ لَا تَهْدِي مَنْ أَحْبَبْتُ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ. But I say to this mother, I say to her, maybe your daughter is going to go into the wrong direction, but this is a short-lived diversion. Short-lived. Maybe 1 year, 2 years, 5 years. Then if you are good, she's going to come back to you. Why? Because there is a theory in the Quran. نظرية في القرآن تقول والبلد الطيب يخرج نباته بإذن ربه والذي خبث لا يخرج إلا نكدا. If the origin is good, if your origin, your family, your mother, your father, the food that you eat, the family that you are nurtured within, if this family and the roots are good, even if you get corrupted for a few days, few months, you're going to go back to your origin. والبلد الطيب يخرج نباته بإذن ربه.
Inshallah, we continue on this topic. So be with us on the next episode of today's special. For now, our time is over. We leave you in Allah's protection and fi amanillah.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, Aliyul Imami. La fata illa Aliyul Imami. علي إمامي علي إمامي
لا إله إلا الله الله ربي
محمد نبي علي إمامي
لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي